And now we begin a series of reports about Iraq. All the additional army troops making up the so-called surge are now in Iraq. The last to arrive will be joining a division whose job it is to bring security to a swath of territory south of Baghdad. This area, the size of West Virginia, has both Sunni and Shiite extremists. The division commander, General Rick Lynch, promises he will clear the area by September. But even with additional U.S. troops, he says he cannot hold it without more and better Iraqi forces. NPR's Anne Gerrels has our report.
General Rick Lynch brings out the growing stack of laminated cards he always carries with him. On each is the face and biography of a dead American soldier. His division has lost 43 since it was set up 2 months ago. Two of his soldiers are still missing after being abducted by insurgents over a month ago.
Now we're past the four-week point, and every day where I don't see some indication of proof of life causes me concern.
Most of those killed in the division have been victims of roadside bombs. Lynch says he has a group of 18 experts from all the services and various branches of the government who do nothing but figure out ways to outsmart these bombs. One way is to move his troops by air. With the arrival of more helicopters, he hopes casualties will go down.
Because it allows us to get to time-sensitive targets or get to locations for cordon and search operations in a quick fashion, and then conduct operations without endangering our soldiers by having to drive there or drive back.
According to Lynch, 10% of his area of operation has no security at all. He points to four key sanctuaries where Sunni and Shiite extremists can base their operations. He believes his forces will be able to clear those areas by September, but he needs more Iraqi security forces to hold them. In unusually stark terms, Lynch laid out things the Iraqi government has to do. It has to clean up the police, and the government has to stop undercutting the good security forces when they arrest bad people.
From the national level, calls are made to release detainees. You got these folks under detention, they need to be released. You know, we know these people were doing attacks. We know these people were doing bad things. They need to stay under our custody, and they're told that they got to release them. That's a problem.
Lynch also has little good to say about the provincial governments in his area.
I see indications of sectarian decisions and not Iraqi decisions.
That's a polite way of saying Shiite officials are working with militias. For more than a year, the U.S. has been pushing for provincial elections to bring in new officials. But the Shiite-led government in Baghdad has failed to move on this. Some pockets in Lynch's area are Sunni. He wants to develop local Sunni security forces. Once again, the Shiite-led government is dragging its feet. Without more and better Iraqi forces, Lynch says he can only do so much. But Lynch draws a line over which Sunnis he will deal with. In Amariya, an area of Baghdad, U.S. commanders are now working with Sunni insurgents who have turned on al-Qaeda. A few weeks ago, these same insurgents were killing Americans. Lynch says he is not prepared to go that far.
The decision has to be made as who you're going to talk to and who you're not going to talk to. And I'm just telling you, in my battle space, if I got specific information that individual has American blood on his hands, direct ties to attack on our forces, the negotiation is going to go like this. You're under arrest. Come with me.
And that, he says, is his red line.
So we'll see. You know, maybe I'm naive in my assessment right now. And as this matures, I'll find myself having to reevaluate my position.
In yet another stark analysis, Lynch warns that while security will improve by September, he expects little improvement in the economy or the capabilities of the government. And until the economy improves, unemployed men will continue to be lured by extremists. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Baghdad.